Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mobilizing America's Regional Allies. Translated. Araya Newspaper, Issue 606, 1st of July, 2026. By Ustad Saeed Fadl, member of the Media Office of Hizb Tahrir in Wilaya, Egypt. Despite America's failure to achieve the objectives of the war it launched against Iran, and the exposure of its flaws and inability to realize the goals of its aggression, its allies in the region have not taken this well. Consequently, they have known no sleep since the outbreak of America's war on Iran some 4 months ago. They are striving to secure a victory for their master, Trump, or at the very least to help him extricate himself from his predicament while saving face. It was within this context of shared concern that the fourth consultative meeting of the foreign ministers of Egypt, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, and Pakistan was held in Cairo on June 21, 2026. The meeting took place within the framework of a, quote, quadrilateral coordination mechanism that had been taking shape over the preceding months against the backdrop of regional tensions, specifically the Iran issue. The meeting served as a platform for exchanging views on regional and international developments, while reaffirming the commitment to ongoing consultation and coordination among the four states in support of peace, security, stability, and prosperity across the Middle East and the wider region. Unlike the gatherings of, quote, agent states convened to discuss issues of national concern, meetings that typically amount to a squandering of the wealth of Muslims and a waste of time for both participants and observers, this meeting was not limited to a mere ceremonial event. Instead, it was directly linked to an attempt to formulate a regional stance regarding the U.S.-Iran rapprochement, while also considering the potential repercussions for the security of the Gulf and Ash-Sham, as well as for the energy, shipping lanes, and international supply chains. Furthermore, diplomatic reports indicated that the, quote, Cairo Quartet discussed the possibility of expanding this mechanism beyond the Iran issue, aiming to transform it into a more institutionalized and enduring framework. According to an official statement from the Turkish Foreign Ministry, the meeting was held in Cairo at Egypt's invitation. The statement noted that the gathering provided an opportunity for an in-depth exchange of views on regional and international developments, and reaffirmed the importance of continued consultation and coordination among the four states. Arab media coverage added that discussions extended beyond the Iran issue to include the war on Gaza, the situations in Sudan and Libya, and developments in the Horn of Africa. Nevertheless, the Iran issue remained at the top of the agenda due to its direct link to U.S.-Iran negotiations and the Memorandum of Understanding signed in Islamabad. These reports also suggest that the meeting coincided with broader diplomatic maneuvers aimed at supporting a negotiation track through which the U.S. could achieve objectives it had failed to secure militarily against Iran, while also drawing the country further into the U.S. project for a, quote, new Middle East and the Abraham Accords, thereby paving the way for normalization with the Jewish entity. Since America's agents in Pakistan acted as the architects who lured Iran into the trap of negotiations, the joint statement explicitly welcomed the signing of the Islamabad Memorandum of Understanding between the U.S. and Iran on June 18, 2026. It hailed the move as a constructive step towards de-escalation and ending a conflict that posed significant risks to regional security and stability, risks that primarily threatened colonialist powers in the region, led by the U.S., as well as global energy markets, maritime corridors, supply chains, and international trade. Indeed, the economic impact on these colonialist powers far outweighed the impact on the states of the region, states ruled by thieves who have no intention of alleviating the people's suffering caused by the crisis. Instead, their only, quote, solutions have been to raise taxes, fees, and commodity prices, citing rising global oil costs. Furthermore, these thieving agents emphasized the importance of swiftly and successfully advancing to the next stage of negotiations to empower their American masters, bring the, quote, new Iran under the US fold and prevent it from breaking free of the American orbit. Driven by America's fear of regional rebellion, especially given how the Iranian example had emboldened those seeking liberation from Western and specifically American hegemony, the ministers, acting under U.S. direction, conditioned their support for the negotiation process on addressing the security concerns of regional states, particularly regarding the security of the Arabian Gulf and Asham. This phrasing reveals that the official stance of the four states is not merely to endorse any U.S.-Iran agreement, but instead to support a deal contingent upon Iran's genuine capitulation to the U.S., ensuring that the agreement does not revive a pattern of bilateral understandings that bypass American interests. Since the meeting was not a consultation between genuine rulers, but instead between agents performing a service for their master, America, it did not yield publicly announced executive decisions in the strict institutional sense. However, it did produce a set of clear political outcomes that reflect the meeting's true nature, motivation, and objective. The first of these outcomes is the consolidation of the quartet's support for the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding as a foundation for preserving America's presence in the region and serving its interests and hegemony. The second is an explicit call to accelerate subsequent negotiations toward a final settlement that would enable America to impose its will on Iran. The third is the entrenchment of the principle that security considerations regarding America's influence over regional states must be factored into any final agreement. Furthermore, diplomatic sources indicated discussions about transforming this Cairo Quartet coordination into a broader mechanism that could extend to other issues such as Palestine and Sudan. If these details prove accurate, the meeting represents not merely a momentary stopover, but a building block for a conspiratorial Cairo Quartet forum aiming to play a broader, treacherous regional role in implementation of America's plans and projects across Muslim lands. The Cairo Quartet meeting suggests a growing regional consensus favoring a negotiated settlement with Iran over a military conflagration. However, this consensus remains conditional and fraught with clear reservations regarding the imposition of America's hegemony over the Gulf and Asham, as well as the future of regional security arrangements from an American perspective.